Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we talk about dogs in football shirts, being stood down at the last minute. We spoke to a cricketer who got over 100 at 72 years
Bill
old
Barry.
In very hot conditions. We had a quiz around the Olympics. And we spoke to a man who's actually putting dogs in football shirts. So yeah, that was a running motif, wasn't it, really?
A running theme throughout the whole. I mean, you'd think it was a slow news day. We did that for 3 hours. But,
you know,
it really
worked.
Football
season and the Olympics. But anyway, that all happened. Here it is.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon,
see
Paul.
It's been a while.
It's nice to have you in that chair. You know, I've done this show with the excellent Johnny Owen and the excellent Max Rushton. It's like working with a tribute act, though. So it's nice to have. It's nice to have the actual Mick Jagger in the chair.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the
you.
Actual Freddie Mercury.
Thank you.
Not Teddy for Mercury. You know,
there can't be a Teddy Mercury out there.
Pete Loaf, you know, Pete Loaf.
Probably.
Brian Maiden's here.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos is going into space.
Yes.
In an hour.
Yes.
So we're going to keep an eye on that. We're not going to major on it. Obviously, this is talk sport. But, yeah, Jeff Bezos going into space. I mean, I was just trying to think of what might go on when he goes. Is he going to do it in an old white transit with no marking on it? Not to set it apart that it actually is rocket.
Get to the moon and leave a little card.
We've probably exhausted all that. But if you've got any Jeff Bezos going into space material, we'll happily take that from you this afternoon.
We've had one-day delivery in Newton Abbott for my whole life. You know, you turn up and the post office and say, when will this be delivered? And they go, one day.
Nice. So, Charlie.
I don't need any transfer news, Paul.
Well, I know you don't. Because
I'm exhausted.
Well, I'm aware
my
of this.
Appetite is sated by yesterday. It was Manic Monday.
You held Manic Monday at Torquay United. Why was it? Why did they do all their business in one day?
I think they just wanted to. That's just how Gary wanted to do it.
It was like a marketing thing.
He doesn't do it like everybody else, Paul. And also, I think because we've got a shorter pre-season, because a month ago, today is the very sad day that we did not go up into the Football League, but we love the National League.
Yeah.
We haven't had a pre-season, so we've had a very short. So I think to counter that, he's got everyone in on the same day. Everyone at once.
Seven new players. That's quite a lot. As Tottenham fan with the Bale money, when you bring a lot of players in at once and you have to kind of integrate them into your style, I'm sure Gary's done his homework. He's a very experienced man, but seven new faces in a dressing room. I mean, what are the standouts? You've got a player from Barnsley, which is excellent, isn't it?
This is the thing, right? Okay. People always go, I've never heard of any of them. Even our own fans, never heard of any of these.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, who did you think we were going to sign? Yeah. We're in the National League.
Paul Pogba. he's not coming, lads. He just isn't,
You know, we're not top of Jack Grealish's list.
Yeah.
So we've seemed to have signed some good youth with a lot of potential, you know. And what do you get the National League if you get a decent manager? Because Gary's brilliant at developing players and making them better and pushing them on. You get players who perhaps haven't reached what they can do.
Otherwise, they'd be at Manchester United.
Exactly. That's always the way with all National League players. You go, well, there's a reason they're not on the bench in League One, you know, and you have to find out why that is and try and fix that and move them on. So
marvellous.
I'm very hopeful.
Good. Seven
very
players
hopeful.
In a day. So
especially we've got what looks like a brilliant midfielder, some tough tackling midfielder. Yeah. What I call a Charlie Oatway type.
National League needs
National
that.
League level. Yeah. Tom Lapsley looks fantastic from Colchester, yeah. So very excited, very excited.
Good
indeed.
News. We're going to ask the listeners this afternoon about being stood down at the 11th hour. I don't know if you've seen this story about the Polish swimmers. they took a team of, I think, 23 out to the Olympics.
To Tokyo.
That's right, yeah, to compete in the Olympics. And the 23 swimmers went. The problem was that you could only have 17 in the squad. So there was the Polish Swimming Association. I probably called that. They made a bit of a mistake in choosing too many swimmers. So they said, sorry, lads, going to send six of you back. But these guys, it's a serious story. These guys are broken. You know, they're saying, you know, this is our Olympic dream. These are the moments that you think of, this joy of being at this event. We've given up so much to be here.
They've had the tattoos done. They've had the Olympic tattoos done. They've done the lot. They've turned up.
So that is being stood down at the 11th hour, isn't it? I would say. So if that has ever happened to you, if you've ever been in that situation, maybe the kit's off, you're ready to come on, or you're about to walk on the stage, and they say, no, stand down. I do apologise. The hand comes across your front.
You've been bumped. We've all been bumped.
Yeah, those things you've been bumped for at the last minute. Do share those with the class today. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 or you can tweet to TSH&J. Later on, we're going to find out about Air United and promoting their new kit. They've decided to promote their new kit via the medium of dogs. They are producing Hummel are the sponsors. Of course, they do the fine Danish kits.
Yeah. And always a nice style, isn't it? A Hummel kit. It's always a good design.
The old shoulder design, that's right. Tottenham had Hummel for many years as well.
They did, of course. The classic Holsten kit is Hummel, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah. So, they've decided to make kits for dogs. I think Hummel are looking to do that with quite a few of the clubs that they look after. I mean, I don't know if
not small kids' kits.
No, because
over a dog's head.
I don't know if you've ever noticed that small kids generally aren't the same shape as dogs.
Very small kids are the same.
I know you've
size.
Got quite small kids. You should go home and check that you haven't got dogs.
We've got a Labrador. I reckon my daughter's England top would fit. I will find out tonight.
No, you can put a football kit on a dog. We've all done it. I've got a picture of my dog wearing an England, just an England shirt for probably the last World Cup.
Yes.
Only for a few moments.
Yeah.
She doesn't look very happy about it, but then she's a Labrador. She's quite a hangdog. She doesn't look very happy. She rarely smiles. But her tail was going, so I take that that she didn't mind. But kits for dogs, we thought was... which dogs would they use for your club?
Saying that Andy would definitely accidentally buy.
Yeah, because I go into a shop and I buy a football kit and I come home and nothing happens. What Andy would do is he would go to the Chelsea club shop and he'd buy himself the new shirt and he'd try and get it on. He'd be saying to Sue, his wife, this fit is ridiculous. What a ridiculous kit this is. And he's pulling it on. He's going to get my arms in. So he goes storming back to the Chelsea club shop and insists on seeing the manager.
Furious.
And it said, this is ridiculous. It's my size. It's a medium size. Why doesn't it fit? And then they said, well, it's because it's for a border collie. It's a border collie's shirt. And because I've got Andy, and he'd come in that following day on the show and say, you won't believe this, but I bought a football kit for a dog. And I said, no, I would, because that's your life, mate, and it's unlike anybody else's. So, that's his life, is Larry Davids. So, we bring this up because we were saying earlier on, Charlie, weren't we, that different clubs, when they came, because what did Air United use?
It's an Alsatian, isn't it?
Was it an Alsatian? I'm not quite sure. I'll have to go and check it out.
So you think, we were saying different dogs could represent different football clubs.
It's a Husky. Huskies, they've used Huskies. So they've got Huskies in Air United shirts.
Yeah, very good.
So we're interested now. You thought Bulldogs, West Ham.
But obviously, Bulldogs pretty
Bulldog
easy for West Ham.
Bulldog for West Ham.
I thought one of those kept dogs, you know, those tiny little dogs that people have in a little bag.
Oh, yeah.
That could be Man City.
Okay, nice for the satire.
And so, for Spurs, I thought an ex-Crufts winner.
Yeah.
Who's gone missing.
You think so?
He's disappeared.
In our previous two managers could be the Portuguese water dog.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it?
Nice, yes.
So, which dog...
Football clubs as dogs, is it? Or which dog can represent which football club?
Because if every club are going to have a dog...
Leave that.
Like Air, if every club are going to have a dog that promotes their shirt for marketing purposes, then obviously West Ham, Tottenham, Chelsea... Liverpool,
lovely.
Manchester United, they're all going to need a dog.
Lovely.
So go on then.
Okay. We'll take them.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Just been watching the footage of Jeff Bezos and his other fellow astronauts returning from their little short stint in space, and you have to say, Charlie, the landing was
very
pretty
impressive.
Spectacular, wasn't it?
It went up and down like a pencil, didn't it?
It did. It seemed to be hurtling towards Earth, and then suddenly they started backing. Go on, back it down, left hand down a bit.
It's
go on.
Is it the Pepsi Max ride in at Blackpool Pleasure Beach?
Yeah,
it goes
it's,
up
well, it's very similar. It's down. Very similar. Slightly more Jeopardy, but we do. There was a wasted opportunity not to go to the International Space Station and leave a small cardboard box outside, wasn't there, while they were up there?
A book. His autobiography or something.
Jeff could have done that. So the bald eagle has landed, ladies and gentlemen, is probably the best way to put it. So, it was very impressive.
Back.
He's back. Let's find out more.
I hope he makes a few quid out of it.
Yeah, that's right, because it's been a bit of a tough time for him, hasn't it, really? Let's find out more about Albert Sambi-Lokonga, who has joined Arsenal. And we chat now to Scott Coyne, a Belgian football expert. Scott, good afternoon. Hello.
Okay, there we are.
Hello, Scott. Try and get Scott back if we can. Try and get him back. Arsenal fans, find out a bit more about
perhaps.
Find out a bit more about your new signing.
Very good.
That's all coming up.
Has Ben White gone to Arsenal yet? Is that still happening?
I think that's still the finer points of that deal are still being worked out. It looks like it is going to
very Arsenal-y move, that, isn't it?
Looks like Eric Lamella is being replaced by he's going to Sevilla. Brian Hill, he'll be coming in.
The man, Brian Hill. Didn't he play for Coventry in the 80s?
Brian Hilly Hill will be coming in. Yeah. With a G, and they say he's like the new Cruyff, but they said that about Lamella.
Yeah,
let's be honest. 8 years, he had his moments. He was a bit of a show pony. He scored a couple of memorable Rabonas, including the goal of the season. But you can count on the fingers of a mitten the decent games that he had over that period. I can't think of one 90 minutes where I came away and said he was brilliant today for 90 minutes. He could come on and do 10, 15 minutes for you.
He's one of those players, Lamella, that if you saw him trialling for your club, like as a trialist, you'd be like, this guy is unbelievable. Because he'd come on, he'd do half an hour, he'd do the lot when he'd be non-stop. And you think, this guy's unbelievable. But then he scratched the surface. There was never much more than that, was there?
I wish
he frustrating?
He was incredibly frustrating. I wish him well after 8 years at the club, but I've got to be honest, I don't think he was the most successful of the signings with the back. The fact he lasted 8 years, he had a hip injury for about 18 months and seemed to cause him problems. Anyway, we move on. And the reason that Scott Coyne didn't answer us is that I was thrown to the wrong guest.
Very nice.
Just, yeah, just 20
fine.
Years.
Why not?
Because I did say to you before, somehow, yeah, still getting away with it. Somehow, I did say to you before, we're going to talk about dogs in football.
Oh, yes, we've done
and
enough.
And Belgian
on it, yeah.
football expert Scott Coyne knows little or nothing about that
Let's
subject.
Ask him about it later on anyway.
But, God, this takes me back to old talk sport. The man to tell us more about Air United dogs in football shirts, Huskies in this case, from Bitcoin SV, is a man that maybe the voice may be familiar from back in the day.
Lovely.
Ed Pownall joins us. Ed.
Hi, boys. All right?
Yeah,
hi,
sorry Ed. I called you a Belgian football expert called Scott
Well, I'd love to be so. top team in the world, apparently. So it's a lofty place to be called from Huskies in shirts, really, isn't it? There's a big gap.
There is a big deal. You could have just blagged it. I mean, other people have done that in broadcasting, haven't they? Remember the cab driver on the BBC?
Oh, the best thing,
you could have blagged your knowledge of Arsenal's new signing and Jeremy Doku. But anyway, good to talk to you. You were, in a past life, you did a little sort of betting chat with us on a regular basis here on the station, didn't you? Back in the days, a good long time ago, I would think.
Yeah, I think we were the first sponsor on TalkSport Radio, actually. Wow. Blue Square, no longer with us, sadly.
Yes, of course, yeah. So let's talk about dogs. How did you get involved in putting Airdrie United shirts on Huskies?
Well, this is our 10th year sponsoring them, and for the previous 9 years, we have body painted male and female models topless, and we thought it was time to grow up a little bit.
Times are changing.
We're a bit classier this year.
Exactly, yeah. But we didn't want to lose any sense of fun, so we thought on the internet the most watched thing are sort of naked bodies, and the second is dogs. So it was an easy step to make.
Yeah. So they seem quite comfortable with it. The Huskies. They don't seem to have an issue with putting the shirts on.
Well, I mean, a sunny day in Air, we did the shoot last Wednesday, get a sunny day in Air is nearly impossible. The west coast of Scotland, not known, but we did manage to get a sunny day for it. So the Huskies were certainly needing their water afterwards, but I think they enjoyed themselves. The trainer certainly said that they did, and she's tick-tocked them in their shirts and all that sort of stuff.
And are they the actual shirts, or have they had special
they
dog
are.
Ones
They are, they're the only
made.
Two in the country at the moment,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They're literally the only two, because Hummel, who make them, haven't got them over from Denmark yet, so currently those are the only two in existence in the country.
So Ed, I saw a quote from Hummel saying that they think the football shirt for the dog could take off. They think that the dog owners would like their dog to be an extension of them, proudly wearing the colours of the team they support. So it's something they claim they're looking into.
Yeah, well, they do exist, actually, if you look them up. The sort of, you know, the kind of jacket thing, like a sort of greyhound jacket. They do exist. I've certainly seen Atletico Madrid dog jackets. So they do exist, but Hummel might well look into making that a bigger thing for them.
They do kind of work for dogs, though, don't they?
Yeah.
They do, because, you know, front legs through the arms, over the head.
Yeah,
as long as the dog isn't distressed, that's the important
they
thing.
They comfort dogs, those sorts of jackets, don't they? They make them feel safe.
I mean, the jacket, but I mean, the pure football shirt, the, you know, repurposing the football shirt
the actual one.
For the dog, I don't think is... I mean, you didn't want to leave it in for too
dogs
long.
Dogs like nylon, do they? I don't know.
the one dog that doesn't really need a jacket, of course, is a Husky.
That's true, isn't it? A nylon football shirt is not going to keep you warm, is it, in traditional Husky territory, really? Yeah, they probably need something a little bit warmer. So, look, it's you were alerting me to the fact Bristol City have been using dogs, which
is also a Hummel kit.
Ah, so
just
this
looking
is...
at things this, as well, so maybe it's a Hummel thing, yeah.
It's a nice sponsorship, this. I mean, 10 years of doing this with... Why did you choose Air United? What was the link to the club?
Well, the boss is called Calvin Air. He's from Canada, quite a flamboyant character, and not quite as rich as Bezos, but not far off. And he traced his roots back to Super Air United and Air Town. And so we went down there 10 years ago to play a friendly against a Man United 11 with a very young Paul Pogba in the side.
Wow.
Hence, we renamed one of the Huskies Paul Dogba, obviously.
Nice,
yeah, and he was head and shoulders above the rest on the pitch, I have to say, both metaphorically and literally. He was quite brilliant at about 17, 18, I think.
Yeah, no wonder he fell out with Sir Alex. But you're going on loan. Where to? Air United.
Well, Sir Alex used to play for Air. That's why we managed to get send an 11. I think Darren Gibson was on the pitch and Paul Pogba. So it wasn't a bad side.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, blimey. Good, fantastic. Yeah. Well, look, good to talk to you again, Ed. Thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers, boys.
There we are. Ed Powell there from Bitcoin SV, the sponsors of Air United. Their 10th year of sponsoring them. And yeah, we've got the Huskies. We haven't got painted women anymore. No. Times are changing.
We've moved on, Paul.
They certainly have. When I was a kid in primary school, I was all excited about going on the Hartlepool pitch and having a penalty shootout against another school, only to get there and find out I was a sub. Fancy doing that. Why do you need subs in a penalty shootout on the pitch?
You don't need it.
Didn't take a penalty, and to top it all off, I had to do a lap of honour. It was embarrassing. The sub. Oh, that's dear. Bad. We're looking for those 11th hour turnarounds when you were suddenly pulled from the project. These poor Polish swimmers. 23 went off to the Olympics, but you could only have a team of 17, so they all had to fly back home again without even getting wet, not even smelling a chlorine. That's terrible.
And AFC Wimbledon would have a labradoodle. We didn't exist 20 years ago, and everyone loves us. That's lovely.
That's beautifully
That's anonymous.
Done.
Thank you so much.
So, your football club, Charlie, kicked us off with a bulldog for West Ham. That seemed about right. The dog that would grace your football club. They used Labradors at Bristol City, didn't they?
They used Labradors there. That's a fine dog. Right for Bristol City, isn't it? Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Forget that Celtic playing tonight, as Toby just said, in the Champions League. Ange Postecoglou, I know.
Six games he's got, Paul, isn't he?
Do you think?
That's what I think.
He said...
He's got six games.
He's already been saying that Celtic must move more precisely and quicker in the transfer market. So you should have gone to Tottenham, mate. That's a club that moves quickly when it comes to transfers. Forensically. Anyway, we move on, because Arsenal are doing a bit of business. And let's find out more about their new signing. From Anderlecht, Belgian under-21 midfielder, Albert Sami Lokonga. And joining us now to tell us more about that. Oh, I'm doing it again.
He's doing it again. I think we're going to talk about Brian Hill.
In my defence, had quite a few changes to the running order today.
Yes. You may be able to tell by the fact we've concentrated on dogs in shirts quite a lot of the time.
Look, it's a quiet time of year, and it's meant a few late changes along the way. So in the end, we will get round. I can't keep doing that same intro. I'm going to go yada yada, Albert Sambi. You know, you get the drill. Do you want to do a quiz then?
Quiz time, is it?
I've got you a quiz. Are we ready for that? Do we have... No, we don't. Okay, the tech op's gone. Tech op's gone to the toilet. We can't even do a quiz. Have you got a set of playing cards on you, Charlie?
A card.
We'll do it in a few moments' time. Maybe there is time just to talk about a story that we had on our website yesterday here at TalkSport. We'll have to be fairly delicate considering the time of day. But the story has emerged that the Olympic athletes have all been given cardboard beds.
Yes.
Look at me, Bloom. I'm sleeping in a cardboard bed, to paraphrase Zero Mostel in the producers. But they have been given cardboard beds because apparently they will not take the weight of two people. But on the only problem with this story, the idea that they don't want, because of the virus, they don't want maybe some of the Olympians
getting too amorous
together in those situations. And that's. But the only thing that doesn't stand up there is if you're too... sort of, if you're an 18, 19 year old gymnast, for example, or a rhythmic.
You've got great balance.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that. That's not the route I was going down. The point I was about to make, Charlie, is that you don't weigh very much, do you?
Oh, okay.
You're probably a sort of stone ring in wet.
I mean, the weightlifters or something.
If you are a Turkish weightlifter in the powerlifting, I mean, you're going to need
reinforced
cardboard, aren't you? So the idea that they've all got these stock beds.
Corrugated cardboard
because
for them.
That's three gymnasts. You're going to get three gymnasts into one Olympic weightlifter, aren't you, in terms of weight ratio?
And also, Paul,
so I'm not buying the story.
You
I'm
know
not
that
buying
people,
it.
If they're going to do it, they're going to do it anywhere. You know, actually, a cardboard bed is probably one of the best places they could find. You know,
yeah, that's true. Anyway, we'll tread as delicately as we can around that story.
Here we are, Paul. A peckish seagull. Yeah. You know, I like a seagull. I always like a seagull story. You know, I always like a gull story. Yeah. A peckish seagull was rescued by the RSPCA after getting stuck between a Greg's shop, a gym, and a cocktail bar.
Oh, really?
I wonder why they're all in the same sort of
place. When you say getting stuck, you mean physically or not being...
In netting.
Not knowing which one to go to.
Greg's. We've all been there. The Greg's, the gym, or a cocktail.
No, in seagulls, I think they'd go for Greg's.
Straight in.
Wouldn't they,
steak
really?
Steak bake.
Yeah, well, they say two seagulls. Sam, what are you pressing at the minute? What you? Yeah, it's not been too bad. I've had a problem with my arm. So wing
exactly. Although I've seen a few of them have sex on the beach. That's the cocktail bar.
Oh,
ball.
Okay.
Yeah, not back to the Olympics.
Last week down on the south coast, they're bold. The seagull, aren't they?
I mean, they are. They're big.
And they had a table in a sort of pub garden, and a table near us. They didn't get there quick enough to get to the food as people left were down on the coast. And they homed
in.
And they feasted.
They don't care.
They tucked in, as the tabloids say, on what was left. And they were, I mean, they were cutlery and plates and, you know, they're not messy eaters.
But also, especially, they do it a lot more now because there's less tourists.
And they're the size of a small family saloon, most of them. They're absolutely huge, aren't they? They're huge birds.
I love them. I have a
so
huge...
three or four of them on a table 4 or 5 feet away from you just smashing through all the food.
And they're in.
It's a bit shocking, really. Exactly, but anyway, yes. Well, you know, they've got to live.
They've got to live on something.
Basic stuff. Can we do this quiz? This is the question. We can. Everybody's back. We have a full quote of people. They have
ablutted.
They are feeling better. Whatever they were doing, I don't know. So this is a fairly straightforward quiz, Charlie. It just involves a bit of guesswork. You can play along at home, TalkSport listeners. It's not too taxing. Because the softball is on tomorrow. I don't know if it's one of the demonstration sports or not. You may be aware of the whole concept of demonstration sports in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, skateboarding was one, wasn't it? And now it's in the Olympics.
They give a sport a bit of a tryout. And I think it might be. No, it was there in 92. It's the second time they've tried softball and baseball.
Well, it's massive in Japan, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Baseball.
Yeah. So I'm interested, Charlie, if you can point out, I'm going to give you some sports now.
Oh, great.
And you've got to tell me if there've ever been a demonstration sport or have ever taken part in any Olympics.
Nice.
And if they did appear in Olympics, you will hear this.
Hi.
There we are. Hi.
Hi.
Japanese for yes.
Yes.
And if they didn't take part in the Olympics, you will hear this.
Bango.
No, apparently. One of the many derivations of saying no in Japanese.
Very
I don't know if
nice.
That's the formal or the informal. One of the listeners will let us know. Bango.
Bango.
So, I'm going to kick you off. Do you want some music? Do you want a bit of music under this?
We got some.
Is that music?
What is that?
Is that Bezos taking off again?
It felt like a submarine or something.
I thought it was.
Submarine movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go then. How many is it?
There's 10.
Is it me v. the Olympics?
It's you versus the Olympics and the TalkSport listeners joining in. Cycle polo.
It sounds like an early Olympics or like.
You can guess what it was. It was shorter mallets on bikes. I think it still exists.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, you're saying,
saying yes.
Let's see if you're right.
Hey.
Yeah, absolutely right. 1908 in London, they tried the cycle polo. Not with us at the moment, of course. We move on to 1 out of 1, Charlie.
Yes,
well,
1 out of 1.
We
Perfect
move on score. Then to... have we ever seen Aussie rules in the Olympics?
I have.
Aussie rules.
It's a pretty niche
sport, isn't
it?
I mean, the Australians have had the Olympics a couple of times, of course.
It's a pretty niche sport. I don't think we've ever seen it in the Olympics. I think it's too niche.
You're saying no, but are you right?
Bango.
Bang.
No, it has been in the Olympics, so... really, that's... That's right. You had a 50-50 chance, Alex. Fair enough. Hi. It has been in the Olympics, Charlie.
Okay.
1956.
One all.
1956 in Melbourne. Imagine when I had a predominantly Irish team. GAA would have sent a team over to play that because they play a kind of cross-code sport, don't they, at times? They played each other's codes. Anyway, Charlie, on to number three.
Here we go.
Jousting, Charlie. Is jousting?
No, jousting isn't a real sport, is it? Jousting isn't a sport, is it?
I don't ask me.
I don't think.
I mean, the Olympics has been going for a long time.
Not got the team from Bermuda turning up with their horse, their suits of armour.
The Olympics has been going for. All I'm saying is the Olympics being as jousting.
Yeah, but not since King Alfred's time, is it? King Arthur, not King Alfred.
You're saying
no?
No. Okay, let's find out if you're right.
Bangor.
Bangor, indeed. Yeah, there's never, Bangor. Never been jousting. Okay.
2-1.
Next one then, yeah. Speed. Oh, nice bit of difference. That did sound like a bit like a menacing didgeridoo. Speed skipping.
Speed skipping.
The sport of speed, that is
like
skipping.
Like boxers do.
No, skipping along. Do you know when you skip along the street like you did when you were a kid?
Yeah.
But at speed, I know you still skip. You and Michael McIntyre, you're the only ones who've kept it going.
It sounds faster than actual running.
But this is skipping at speed. Has that ever been in the Olympics?
Well, it seems like not the sort of thing you'd make up, Paul.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going to say yes, that
you're
was in the Olympics.
You're saying speed skipping has been an Olympic sport.
Bangor.
You idiot.
Of course it wasn't.
Skipping like a kid at speed. Okay,
too
then. Endurance skipping.
Oh.
As endurance, this is obviously
endurance skipping. How do they? You know, like in walking, when you're doing speed walking, they can tap you out, can't they? If they think you've got into a run at any point.
This was,
endurance.
This was endurance.
Skipping.
This was skipping till you dropped. This was
they shoot horses, don't they?
A bit one. Like that. This was, times have changed. Don't judge it on today.
I'm saying no, Paul.
You're saying no. You're absolutely. Well, let's find out.
Bangor.
Yeah, of course. Made that up.
3-2.
Okay, then. Water skiing. Water skiing, Charlie.
How do you compete as a water skier? Like, is it like figure skating?
Water skiing is a sport.
Tricks.
It is a sport.
And what do they do? Is it best tricks or?
I'm not in the water skiing business, but I know it exists as a sport and they have criteria to judge it.
You can do it on your knees, can't you, and all that sort of stuff. And bare feet, they do it, some of them, don't they?
I think...
They do.
There's people in the world of water skiing shouting, you idiot. What are you talking about?
Yes. I'm saying yes.
Let's find out.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah, 72, Munich.
And in Jaws 3D, of course. A lot of water skiing in Jaws 3D.
There is, yeah. Dueling. Dueling.
Very, very what? Guns?
Yeah, dueling in the Olympics.
Like high noon?
Have they ever done that, Charlie?
With actual guns, like killing each other?
Olympic dueling. Saying yes or
once
no?
Once again, it sounds so ridiculous. Mm. I'm going to say no. I'm saying no.
Let's find out.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah. 1908, they did it. 1908, pistol dueling was demonstrated as part of the games. They did it with wax bullets, and everybody wore protective clothing. But
like paintball, like paintballing.
You didn't have to smack someone around the face with a glove. You never went through all that. Sort of, you were wrong, me, sir.
Thing, yeah.
And
you
my
didn't
wife.
Have to sleep with the other person's wife.
You didn't have to do that.
Started.
But then they used wax guns.
On a cardboard
not wax
bed.
Guns. That'd be ridiculous. They melt. They use wax bullets. And anyway, let's get this over with, for goodness sake.
I think
even
it's
the
a
listeners.
Great format.
Even I'm
People
bored.
Are loving it.
I tell you, if you put Ramesh on this, it's a winner. I can get this away with Ramesh. Pole dancing.
Competitive
pole dancing. Yes or no, Charlie?
They could have used those swimmers that didn't turn up.
Give me a quick answer.
No.
Let's find out.
Bango.
Yeah. Yes. They did try 2000 because obviously they're into young persons' sports that will attract, and it's gymnastics.
Yeah, no, it's very difficult.
So
that,
kind
very...
of sort of the pole exercises, but no, it didn't get in.
Okay.
They did try 2016. One-handed weightlifting, and I don't mean a dumbbell. I mean a proper size weight that they would lift above their heads
with one arm.
One-handed weightlifting. That does sound like a euphemism, doesn't it?
So you absolute one-handed weightlifter.
So what do you think? Yes or no, Charlie?
Yes.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
Hey.
The late 19th century. They did it a few times. It's a great picture. It's a bloke. It must be an old engraving. They've got a massive weight, but just lifting up a barbell with weights on either side with one arm.
Oh, right.
No, with one arm above their heads.
Yeah. Like a kettlebell.
Don't try that in the gym, folks.
No, very good. I think.
And finally, squash.
Squash. It was in the Olympics. No longer is. Absolutely should be. Squash is a brilliant, brilliant game. The quicker they get squash back into the Olympics, the brilliant spectator sport.
Thank you, Cora.
It's brilliant to play. I think it's an absolute disgrace and a scandal that squash is not in the Olympics.
Charlie from Oxfordshire. let's find out.
Bango,
yeah. It's never been in. You're right. It's never been in the Olympics.
Terrible.
I've lost count of how many you got. I don't know if you did any better than Charlie or not, but I know it's hard to believe, but Scott Coyne, the Belgian football expert, will be joining us next.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. We're coming up in the final hour of the show. We will be chatting to Mike McGrath from the Telegraph. Mm-hmm. Mike McGrath, Telegraph. You've got to have a system. And we'll be looking at some of the transfer stories of the day beyond those two fine Belgian players we discussed earlier on, because there's an awful lot of business that's starting to take shape.
Declan
or not.
Rice heavily linked. Heavily linked, Paul.
That happens a lot, doesn't it? I mean, we were told on very good authority when we were up in Birmingham during the Euros that it was only a matter of time before Jack Grealish moved to Manchester City. I suppose it's been difficult to get those sort of deals done because the players are still on holiday and everything after the Euros. But I think a few of these are going to be slow burners, and fans don't really like slow burners. They want the business done so they can get... Mm. You know, ingrained in the team and working with the manager and hit
the ground
running.
This isn't a dig at all. This isn't a dig at Spurs at all, Paul.
Okay, fair enough.
But do you think when they're away with England and they say you're Declan Rice or you're Jack Grealish and you look at Harry Kane, who's not won a trophy since we discovered the other day he was in the Norwich Championship team.
Yes,
right? Do you think they look at him and go, well, I want to win a trophy. I want it. If they'd won that penalty shootout a couple of Sundays ago, or whenever it was, it changes it all, doesn't it? For Harry Kane there, he's reached a huge milestone.
So.
He's won something, hasn't he? You know, that changes his club career completely. Changes his career completely.
But do you think the mindset...
Do you think Declan Rice, who's a younger player, Jack Grealish, Declan Rice, look at that and go, well, I want to win stuff.
Mm. Had they won the trophy, though? The idea, there was a lot of people saying, oh, he'd be sated by that, you know, if he wins the ultimate... Well, it's not the World Cup, is it?
No.
But still, winning a European Championship as a captain, lifting the trophy for the first time in 55, it would have been a pretty impressive thing. But I would imagine the mindset of people like that would be, you know, this is just the start. I want to go and win other stuff. It wouldn't be, oh... I've arrived. That is it? You know, I don't think it would be.
I didn't quite get
that argument. But anyway, we'll see what happens. You know, the club are making their stance, and I'm sure we'll dance around each other until the end of August when we'll see him waving from the window at the Etihad in a light blue shirt. But, you know, call me cynical. So we did ask the listeners earlier on, off the back of these poor Polish swimmers who all went off to the Olympics, 23 of them, but it was only a team of 17. Bit of a cock-up at the Polish Swimming Federation, which meant six of them had to fly back from Tokyo. What a terrible storm.
Imagine how quiet that flight was.
So sort of late pull-out situations where you've been sort of dumped from the team, etc., very, very late on. Dad makes the 5-hour round trip, says Will, to watch me play football for first time for the second team at Millfield. Subbed on at half time, only to be subbed off 10 seconds later. 10 seconds due to a change of tactics from the under 15 opposition. So what sort of coach at a school does that to a kid? Put somebody on, takes them off after 10 seconds as a tweak to what the other coach is doing.
Because also, at that level...
Yeah, I mean,
how much difference is it actually going to make?
Yeah,
you know, other than, you know, give the
it's not let, a game
let,
of
let
chess,
kids
mate.
Play.
Let the kid have a game of football.
Let kids play. There we are.
I mentioned yesterday that Tom Cruise has been seen at every big sporting event in this country.
Everywhere,
it's been the ubiquitous Tom Cruise.
Why is that? Did we get to the bottom of it? Is he just promoting the latest film?
He's making a film in this country, and in the downtime between filming, he thinks I'll go on a jolly. Someone says, "Would you like to come to Wimbledon?" And he says, "Yeah." And would you like to go to the European Championship? Oh yeah. And would you like to come to? I'll be in the garage here at the British Grand Prix.
You'll be at Torquay v Paul on Saturday, pre-season friendly.
I promised Ray and Camberley we would pass on the details of this to Tom, but he said, "I thought I should let you know that Tom Cruise has still not arrived at Daisy's Sports Day at West Meehan.
Oh.
I'm scared she might fall in the 25-meter egg and spoon." So he still hasn't turned up. I mean, we did pass that on, but he hasn't gone along. He hasn't gone along to watch. So how much of a sports fan is he?
If he's not turned up for the egg and spoon race.
Ray from Cambly's.
Corgis should advertise Reading FC. That's Jack Taylor. Very, very good.
Yeah.
The Reading Royals there. You know, little corgi, maybe a tiny little...
Why a corgi? Why has he gone with the corgi? Is there a relevance?
They're the Reading Royals, aren't they? They're
Oh, okay.
The Reading are known as the Royals.
Oh, the Royals.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
He's a little corgi there, a little tiara, perhaps in a Reading shirt.
This is because Airdrie have launched their kit and Bristol City using dogs, not current players. I wonder how the current players feel about that. If you're Bristol City's new signing or Air United's new signing, that you have an expectation that you'll be in the catalogue, then suddenly a load of Labradors turn up in kits.
Well,
you'd be
this?
Thinking, what have I signed for?
It would some pug on the front of, you know, the website.
Yeah, it would be quite... I don't know if you're aware of this this strange phenomenon. I don't quite know where it came from, but I had a bit of a thing going here on the show, and it's kind of fed into family life with the player Barry Bannon. Barry is in the news today because...
Sort of disappeared, isn't he?
Well, he was at Sheffield Wednesday. There is a difference.
Some would say.
Whatever happened to Barry Bannon, he disappeared. We went to Sheffield... I'm sorry, Wednesday fans. It was Charlie's words, not mine. But apparently he could be off to in the top flight, of course, with Brentford. And I think we must have had a guest on the show who was talking about Barry Bannon and was suddenly found himself slightly... what's the word I'm looking for?
Distracted?
Distracted. Yeah, much like I was then. He was distracted because he came on and he said there's a possible move for Barry Bannon. And so that pause became a bit of a thing. I was telling my youngest son about it. And so he was no longer Barry Bannon. He was Barry Bannon. But the pauses have got longer. And it's become... You ever seen that film, that Ridley Scott film, The Duelists, where every time they see each other, they start a sword fight, these two guys.
I've never seen Napoleonic Wars.
It's a very good film. But the reason is my youngest son decided to... We would play... It became a game with us. So occasionally, he'll just phone me up and he'll go, Barry... And then about a month later, Bannon. It's how long we can keep it going before one of us cracks.
I wonder if you could do that with someone's name, that you just put a pause. Harold Pinter, his middle name could have been Pause.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've got a silence.
If you've got a similar thing like that, then feel free to share it with us. But I bring it up because Barry's in the news today. And we are talking transfers a little bit later on. Don't forget, later on, we'll be speaking to Scott Coyne, the Belgian football expert. We very much nailed that.
It seems I've got to check my Harry Kane won the championship with Norwich fact.
Yeah, where did that come
from? I'm going to find out about it now.
Wasn't he part of somebody's championship winning team when he was on loan?
I was thinking,
Leicester getting promoted?
He must have won
something like that, was it? Or the
I'll find out. I'll Google
the
it now.
The O's winning the Leyland DAF or something. I don't know.
I'll Google it now.
Do keep telling us about those... Those Polish swimming situations, as Glenn would call it.
Been to Plymouth, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I've been to
You've been there, have you?
A few times.
Would you send a postcard if you'd been to Plymouth?
Well, I probably wouldn't send a postcard at all these days. I should do. Because
would you go to Plymouth twice?
Yeah. I think I've been more than twice. I had some family down there at one point.
They've just had a load of postcards printed in Plymouth.
Have they, right? Yeah.
And they've printed other places on the postcards.
Right, really?
So the pier at Weston-super-Mare is on the postcard from Plymouth.
Bit of a cheek, isn't it? Is that a mistake at the printers?
Yeah, mistake. I think they've put all pictures of Weston-super-Mare.
They haven't put the front of Saint-Tropez, have they, or the Hanging Gardens of Babylon on it?
He said, we've not had a pier since Second World War, and if you want a donkey ride, you're better off in Skegness. I find it absolutely baffling, he added. We have got a dozen beaches in our city, and not one of them looks like that.
Is that
wasn't me doing a terrible voice. That's how he would have said it.
Is that a Plymouth?
Just off down Aberdeenies for a pasty. I said the Denzel.
Fantastic. So now we know, folks.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Just basically making up facts about Harry Kane.
Harry Kane's never won anything. I will say it was a listener that told me that fact,
he'd won a title, or he won a trophy while he was at Norwich on loan.
Absolutely not true. Just been through his whole record.
Okay. Never on loan at Burnley. I don't know where I got that from.
Kev, the Spurs fan, and Corby's just said, Jeff Bezos safely back to Earth, along with the rest of the crew, including Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Of course, just come back. So we're making up facts about Harry Kane,
getting stuff hopelessly wrong about about Harry Kane.
He said he was lead singer of...
He was... For a while. He was with Saxon, the Barnsley heavy metal outfit.
Oh, really?
Saxon. He spent
for
a couple of years
fantastic.
As their lead vocalist, and just making up facts about Harry Kane. Join in, why don't you? TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TS, within reason, obviously.
Obviously.
TSH and J.
Don't get us, like, in jail.
No. This is a nice story. We salute. Well, it must be like at 72 years young to get your highest score as a cricketer.
It's not old anymore, 72.
Oh, no, it isn't. But
it's
still, in the heat of this weekend, to get 109 not out.
The dream. That's my dream, Paul.
Is it really?
Oh, I'd love to
score.
Do
you play cricket?
Yeah, I did for a while, and then I had kids, and they get in the way of cricket.
Don't sound so bitter.
Because parenting's hard if you try and do it properly.
Yeah.
And so the highest I ever scored was 46.
That's not bad.
Given out LBW, and it was never LB, Paul. It was too
bitter.
High.
You're still bitter. Anyway, the man in question is Phil Barry from Eastcombe Cricket Club. Hiya, Phil.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Now, look, congratulations to get century. So that was your first 100 in club cricket, wasn't it?
First 100 for this club, yeah.
Wow. Oh, so you've done it at other clubs before?
Well, I've had 100 playing cricket before. This is league cricket. It's a slightly different level, isn't it?
Fantastic. Yeah. You're a ringer, then.
You know, played sort of friendly games and things like that.
Yeah. Sure. 68 was your record before for Eastcombe.
No, they got that wrong. It was 74.
Oh, 74. See,
it's been, Harry Kane got 68.
You can blame the sun for that. That's right. It was Harry Kane who got 68. Just making up facts about Harry Kane. You feeling good, Nick, that day? When did you know that the three figures was on?
Obviously, when you're out there for most of the game, there's a chance of it. So
I didn't really
want to know the score, to be honest. You know, you just out there. If you're out there long enough, things happen.
Well, not if you're Chris Tavery. You could be there for about 4 weeks.
what number were you batting, Phil?
Fair on gloss.
No, I'm only. He's a lovely man, Chris. A good man. He became synonymous with quite slow scoring. And Jeffrey would see it as a badge of honour sometimes to spend all day there and not get 100, wouldn't he?
What number were you batting, Phil?
I was number two, so out there opening. But, there was more relief, me or the team, because I've kept waiting a long time for the three figures.
What's the average age of the team, Phil?
The average age of the team now is probably not too high now, because I'm playing in the seconds. It's a sort of lads and dads team as it started.
Yeah.
It's developed a little bit from there. So the average age is probably about 35, I would think.
Right,
okay. Lads and dads.
And do you get a few sort of 18s, 19-year-olds coming in from the Colts, stepping up, playing, do you?
No, we're only a two-team club, basically.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, the lads and dads team was really, because we were all getting very old together at one point in the team, and decided to do this. So we've got kids coming through, and it's actually working so far. You know, one kid's made it through to the first team, and there's two more not too far away.
Fantastic.
So it's, the long-term future of the club, really.
Do you get a bit of chirping from the opposition kids sometimes? All right, Grandad, do you want to have a sit down? Do you get any of that?
Of course you do. It's all part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you an all-rounder, Phil? Do you bowl a bit as well?
Oh, God, those days are long gone, thank God.
Off the short run.
Guys on Sunday, in fact, they had to bowl, you know, because it was absolutely steaming just batting. Never mind about bowling.
Yeah. So what was the temperature out there? Did you ever find
it? About 34, 35, I think.
Oh, wow, wee! And plenty of drinks breaks were there, or
I think we ate drinks breaks about every 8 overs, I think.
Wow, wee! Yeah. Fantastic.
Lucky hat, lucky box, lucky socks, anything at all?
Yeah, lucky box.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, especially not in that heat.
Not if you're there.
Nothing's a lucky box in those conditions. That wouldn't be good. So I went the bat on 100. Well, you get a good round of applause from the opposition as well.
Yeah, they were a good bunch. They played in good spirit. It was a really good game. Yeah, we all had a really good, enjoyable afternoon. It just happened to be my day in the sun, literally.
Yeah, lovely. Did you have to buy a jug? That's what you have to do where I used to play.
Yeah.
You have to buy a jug.
Oh, yeah, that's all part of the team afterwards. Yeah. And, you know, got the Lamb at Eastcombe, the pub we all get to after the game.
Mm.
Have a really good time.
What was the name of the pub again?
Pardon?
What's the name of the pub again?
The Lamb at Eastcombe.
Oh, the Lamb at Eastcombe, was it?
Literally, it's about 200 yards from the ground, so it's where everybody repairs to. after the game.
I know that Phil gets a free pint of Doombar for every time that the Lamb at Eastcombe is said.
You want me to mention it again? In this
interview. Say it again. Say it again. Fill your boots, Phil.
They do food, do they, Phil? I take it they do food.
They do food at the Lamb at Eastcombe,
they've got like an events room upstairs as well, which is available for weddings and stuff. Anyway, I'm kidding.
Huge
garden.
That's the Lamb at Eastcombe.
There we are. That's well, Phil's going to be hammered.
Nice beer there. Thank you very much.
It's not a Green King pub, though.
So yeah, well, it might be.
It might be.
Know.
Do we know?
The 900.
The Lamb Eastcombe.
So, yes, Phil, can you remember the shot for the century? What was the one, the shot you played?
Yeah, it was a pull through mid-wicket.
Oh, that's nice. Not a little spawny one where you were nearly caught behind. That's nice. It was a proper shot.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, beautiful.
Congratulations, Phil, in the 30-odd degrees, 72 years old, an inspiration to all cricketers who are still playing.
Yeah, when's your next knock?
Yeah.
Next Saturday, I think. We're playing a team called Hawkesbury Upton.
Oh, okay.
Other end of Gloucestershire. So
pressure's going to be on there. Yeah. They're going to get a bit of chin music from the kids, aren't you? Now you're a marked man.
Dunk, guaranteed.
A target on my back, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, Charlie, you are right, sadly. It probably is a duck guaranteed, isn't it?
But not like the Lamb at Eastcombe.
No,
not like the Lamb at Eastcombe.
No, that's true. Oh, Phil, the Doombar. Thank you, Phil. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks very much for the chance to put over Eastcombe's
and the local
name.
Pubs, of
the
course.
Local pubs.
Thank
in
you.
The name of the pub, yeah.
Eastcombe Cricket Club is Phil's team, and our thanks to him.
Very nice, well done,
72.
Oh, I can't wait for my kids to just grow up a bit more so I can go and play.
That's not the way you're supposed to say that as a dad.
I can't wait
for my kids to grow up a bit more.
Just so they can
wishing the years away of fatherhood.
So I can play cricket.
Can't wait for the kids to go. Hope they're not listening this afternoon.
No, they won't be today. No, they won't be today.
Fair enough.
They don't like you.
I'm not surprised.
Jonathan Turner's been in touch. Apparently, Harry Kane is the landlord of the Lamb at Eastcombe.
Is he?
Yes.
I know he was an emergency manager there at one point when they had a few issues.
He comes in. He does the...
making up facts about Harry Kane. So I didn't start that way, but it's turned into that.
It's turned into that.
So feel free. Talksport.com. Text 81089. Tweet TS at H&J. Porks, me and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. Charlie, one more? Sorry, you seem on the edge of saying something.
No,
you're making that noise like you wanted to say something.
Just making them laugh. Sorry.
You're just going...
The listeners make me laugh. They're very funny people.
Okay, good.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. We're back tomorrow, Charlie, aren't we? I don't know. I think we start once again with a blank canvas. So it'll be a slightly loose format once again.
Cats
we got anything?
Cats in football boots
Are we looking at the producer? Have we got anything for tomorrow?
Tim Vickery.
Tim Vickery's on. Fantastic.
Tim Vickery is our rock. Is our rock tomorrow. But anyway, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.